You could scour the world, but only in Duncan are there 39 days of July. The stages are being set at Charles Hoey Park and City Square for 39 concerts over the course of 34 days, and 317 slotted park performances for a total of 356 concerts, which is even more music than last year. Duncan Cowichan Festival Society is ecstatic to be bringing back this colossal community celebration that will be taking a slight step backwards this year. The festival celebrated its 13th annual presentation last year, but after a closer look at the books this past fall, festival coordinator Longevity John Faulkner realized it was actually only their 12th, which is mentioned in a disclaimer in the program with a bit of humor. Faulkner, who had a few health challenges earlier this year, said it feels phenomenal to be back. "It's a free and open festival for everybody," said Faulkner. "It is about inclusivity, and why it was first started in the park in the first place with the intent that those who were hanging out there would feel like they were a part of it. It's about the community learning to come together. Last year we jumped the gun a bit and celebrated year 13. The 13th can stand on its own, we can't redo it, but we can do the 12th. Last year's festival was phenomenal, I really felt like we really outdid ourselves, as we seem to make it bigger and better every year. One of the biggest surprises for me at last year's festival was the turnout for the marimba band. The dance floor was the fullest of the whole season." 39 Days of July will run from June 28 to August 5, and will be getting the party started on what is one of their signature Funday Fridays, with Andy Cook taking the stage at 4 p.m., followed by Malachi at 5 p.m., the Russell Wellner Trio at 6 p.m., and closing out opening night will be Vancouver Island's Arbutus Roots at 7 p.m. Every day of the week promises good times, with Showcase Mondays in the park, and Blues on Tuesdays. Hump days are double the fun, with Welcoming Wednesdays in the park, and Wind Down Wednesdays in City Square, and then back to the park for Thoughtful Thursdays, Sociable Saturdays, and Specialty Sundays. The Duncan Night Market will be a new addition to the festival this year, while returning attendees can look forward to festival staples such as Nostalgia Nights, teacher-student showcases, and Lunch in the Park concerts. There will be a celebration for Canada's 157th birthday in fine musical fashion on July 1, with local act Ambira Spirit kicking of the program at noon, with tons of talent to follow, and closing down the special day on the City Square stage will be the Ryan McMahon Trio at 8:15. Another high note will be the cutting of the Canada Day cake at 4:20 p.m. Acts will be coming from across the globe to play the festival that is like no other. Faulkner said one act he is most looking forward to is 24-year-old Steph Strings from Australia, who will be playing City Square on Monday, July 22, and also recommends Kim Churchill from Down Under, who will take the Square stage the following Monday night. Other worldwide highlights this year include Marina Krut, a bandura player from Ukraine. Faulkner also noted there will be great music from Brazil, plus the Mexican band Banditos, who will play City Square on August 2. "People who frequent Mexico often visit the community that they live in," said Faulkner. "They were here last year and did very well throughout BC. They are mostly a cover band, but they bring so much of that Mexican energy with them." Faulkner has already been met with wide smiles and much excitement handing out this year's programs, which are distributed throughout North and South Cowichan and in Duncan can be found in a myriad of downtown shops, at the Citizen office, and outside the Duncan showroom. The full festival lineup can also be viewed at 39daysofjulie.ca. Since the inception of 39 Days, people are always urging Faulkner to make his epic festival a little longer, so the response was to add a 40th day, which this year falls on September 1. Since embarking on this annual festival, Faulkner said he is always surprised with how valuable the community finds it. Duncan physician Robin Routledge, who was honored with the Lifetime Achievement accolade earlier this year, donated his cash award of $2,500 to 39 Days of July. "My donation is extremely unusual among medical donations, but exactly to the point and on target if we are interested in fostering a healthy community," said Routledge. "I say congratulations to Longevity John for creating such a connective and celebratory event." Routledge personally reached out to Faulkner to let him know that the doctors of the RCCBC who live and work on Vancouver Island will be ending their meeting in Cowichan on July 10 at the festival, and that several physicians from across the province will be coming to experience the 39 days of July that Routledge so eloquently talked about in his acceptance speech. When you have a physician who works in mental health step forward, and acknowledge though their observations what this festival has done for the community, it is really something, said Faulkner. I hope audience members see the benefits of gathering as a community. Music will change your position on how your day is going. We are bringing in a lot of music that people may have no idea about. So, people come with open ears and open hearts, and give an honest response to what they are seeing and hearing, and that honest response is what every performer needs to have.